Finding one's passion can come at any moment. For some, that passion is found in the world of sports. Whether it's the first time lacing up cleats or following your favorite team, sports can trigger one's passion that transcends into their daily lives.
For us, our love for sports led us to delve into a career of broadcasting. It can lead to life goals that require a diligent work ethic. Most importantly, however, the passion for sports lives for a lifetime. In this piece, we will follow three people who, even though have different paths in life, can all attest to sports being their passion each and every day.
Everyone strives to build a career around what they love to do. For Chris Sheeran, his love for sports led him to the YES Network, which covers the New York Yankees, Brooklyn Nets, as well as some college sports. On our radio show, Beast of the East, we spoke with Sheeran about how he came to make his passion his career as well.
What has your career been like from your days in college to today?
I went to Rowan University. I was accepted when it was still Glassboro State College. It's in Glassboro, New Jersey. I love the school. I love my professors. They really got me ready to get out into the field. Tremendous radio, TV, and film program down there. The television and radio is what I really focused in on. I had a radio show like you guys. I had a morning show. I had a sports show. I did play-by-play for basketball and baseball. The morning show was 5 days a week. I was at the station turning the transmitter on at 7 o'clock. You learn responsibility. You learn about working in a pretty much a newsroom. And then after college, I worked for Major League Baseball production for a minute as a logger and an editor. After that, I coached my brother's baseball team. And my shortstop on that team, his aunt, was a director at CNBC, which was fast moving into MSNBC, and they had something that MLB Productions wasn't offering me, and that was benefits, so I took the job at MSNBC. There was some sports there, but I got a nice little news background. And as I told Ryan when he came to visit, yes, you know, you can't really look a job horse in the mouth. You have to go, and you have to get experience any way you can. And when I went to MSNBC and I spent 6 years there, I really learned a lot about the overall business. And I went, you know, from the ground up, from a production assistant all the way to a sports producer. I moved laterally onto the news side, and I learned a lot about being an associate producer, a producer, a tape producer. It wasn't a union shop, so you could go in, you could learn how to edit, you could ask people questions and actually put your hands on the equipment. MSNBC was a great springboard for when I left there and went to YES, and hit the ground running at YES. I, you know, made a lateral move to go there. It was actually kind of a backward step, but it's where I wanted to be. I grew up in the tri-state area. I grew up a fan of the Pinstripes, and to be in that position as an associate producer for the network that runs the Yankees, you know, I thought it was a pretty good fit for me.
Right.
And 13 years later, here I am on the air and doing my thing and couldn't be happier.
What is it like now being an on-air talent for the YES Network and working for the Yankees and the Nets?
You know, it used to be where it was like a step back and pinch myself moment. It's not that anymore because you grow into that role. And if you sit there, keep pinching yourself, is it still a dream? Absolutely. I'm not trying to throw cold water on that. I think in order for you to grow in your position, you have to stop pinching yourself and say, I'm here. Now it's time to press forward and get to the next level.
Time to get to work.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been 13 years, which is kind of hard for me to say because I'm getting old. but, you know, the journey there has been another where, you know, at MSNBC, I wasn't necessarily doing sports, but as I said, I was learning the business. And at YES, you know, baseball, I played it my whole life. I followed it my whole life. I still play to this day. And if I told you I didn't learn something on a daily basis, I'd be lying to you. That's why this sport is so beautiful, is because you're always learning.
The next person we highlight is another who made his passion for sport a career. However, you can find him in the middle of the action instead of behind the scenes. Ramapo men's basketball head coach Chuck McBreen knew basketball would be his way of life. Coaching since the age of 22, Coach McBreen has mentored players into not only performing their best on the court, but in life as well. Scott sat down with Coach McBreen to talk about why coaching is so important to him.
What does the game of basketball mean to you?
Well, number one, it's my life. It's my passion.
You know, I love everything about the game, played the game really, really hard.
Why do you think that sports are more than just the game played?
Well, because in sports, they're all life lessons that you have to learn. In order to be successful in sports, you have to do some major things every day. The number one thing in life in order to be successful is you need to be disciplined. The second thing is you have to be a great communicator. These are all things that you get on a basketball court or in any sport. You have to be disciplined. You have to be a great communicator. You have to have a great work ethic. You need to be held accountable. So you learn about accountability. You learn about responsibility. You know, like there's so many things that are life lessons that you learn in sports that will carry you through in anything you do in life.
After the discovery of talent and hard work to get better, the next step for most aspiring athletes is to be the best. To do so, it would mean making it to the professional leagues. As you may know, that is no easy task. Look at the statistics. Focusing on basketball first, according to the NCAA, only 3.4% of high school basketball players will play in college. If that wasn't enough for you, out of the 3.4%, the NBA will only draft 1.2% of those college players to play professionally. To make it to the NHL is just as hard. For Quinnipiac men's hockey defenseman Connor Clifton, statistics mean nothing. What happens on the ice is the only thing that matters. I spoke with Connor on how hockey has changed his entire life. When was the first time that you discovered your love for hockey?
I was about 4 years old. Lake in my backyard freezes up, and all the whole Clifton family goes out, laces them up, and get out there together. So that's always fun. My dad taught me how to skate. I think then, I mean, first couple weeks of rough, getting up, falling all over the place. Once you get it down, you're down.
When did you figure out that you were really good at hockey?
In high school was the first, like, time where I was really, like, believed I could have a future in hockey. And definitely when I went to Chris Brothers, my freshman year, I made the varsity team, and I was one of the better players on the team, I'd say. And that was really when I realized I could have a future in hockey.
You played for Team USA. What was that experience like?
Every day you got to put on USA crest. It's just an amazing feeling. I got to travel to multiple countries. That was a great experience. Especially playing for country on Russian soil, you know, that's always fun.
What happened on June 30th, 2013?
NHL draft. Me and my family, we went down to Newark, right a half hour away. You know, it was nice and close, so we thought we'd better go show up, hoping I would get drafted. And then that fifth round came, I think 133rd pick, and my name was called for Phoenix Coyotes. And it was just definitely an amazing feeling. I'm just happy I got to share it with my family, my friends a little later. And it just puts all that hard work a little step further.
Instead of taking your draft pick, you go to Quinnipiac University. Why did you choose to go to college with your older brother, Tim, instead of starting off your dream early and playing in the NHL?
We grew up playing against each other. We're both competitors. You know, we always make each other better, and we have a lot of fun being around each other. And that first time we played on the same team, my freshman year of high school, his senior year at CBA, we just loved playing together. And then when college was, like, in our future, we could almost grab it. We decided we wanted to go through it together.
Why do you think that sports is more than just the game?
It's become a lifestyle. I believe everything I do in my life now reflects the way I play hockey.
What does the game of hockey mean to you?
Well, the game of hockey means everything to me. The game of hockey is like the game of life. You constantly face ups and downs. It teaches you to battle through adversity. Basically, really helps me overcome anything that's thrown my way.
Sports are more than just the game. It's more than lacing up cleats or hitting a ball over the net. It's the long nights of working hard to get better. It is the coming together of people to cheer for one team. It's the passion that anyone who loves sports possesses that makes it more than just the game. I'm Ryan Warwick.
And I'm Scott Thompson.
And we're the Beast of the East on WRPR. It's not goodbye, but see you later. This life, show them how to live this life. Let's show them how to live this life.